and live on Saturday night.
Action.
Quack. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Literary Weapons Podcast, where we talk about random things. And today we're getting back into books. And I'm Joshua, and joining me is the person who's about to
Water.
say hi.
I'm water.
You're water.
Yeah.
It's land. Back to back to back. I still haven't posted.
Back.
I haven't messed with last time that we recorded, which
It's
I
gonna be.
might
It's
split
gonna.
into two.
I'm going. How long did that one go for?
That was like 2 hours.
Bullshit, really?
Yeah.
We did it again.
Well,
I was also hammered by the end of it. I'm not gonna lie.
we finished talking about the topic like 1 hour and 10 minutes in, and then we
Yeah.
just started rambling about random stuff. Like, I started pulling up stuff to talk about on my phone.
Yeah, no, I was starting to get a little buzz by that point, and I just started
Yeah.
rambling.
Yeah, but
I don't think it's gonna make much sense after an hour, but
no, that's why I was really considering just cutting the second hour because it's just gobbledygook.
oh yeah, I'm sure I'm slurring by the end of it.
So, if you're listening to this, I don't know if there's two episodes from last week or if there's going to be one or it's going to be a short episode. I don't know. I'm supposed to do that tomorrow. But today, we are talking about a trilogy of books that I like a lot called the Greenbone Saga. First book is Jade City. So I'm going to be kind of talking about all three of them, but plot-wise, only the first one.
Okay.
So no spoilers at all, really, because this is one where the spoilers are a big deal.
I'll pull them out of you. I always do.
Yeah, you can try. But as of right now, no spoilers. Don't worry about listening to this.
Ask you a quick question about the series before we get started?
Yeah, I mean, we already started recording, but
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. I know before you get into your is this the book that I've been seeing on like a bunch of like TikTok girlies reading?
Yes, it did blow up on TikTok. It is a I don't know. I've seen about 50-50 between the TikTok girlies and the book bros on TikTok. So it's a very inclusive series. Everyone kind of
Okay.
likes it.
That's good.
Yeah, so I'm gonna start out. Actually, wait, I'm just gonna start with our wine. What wine are you drinking?
You heard me try to say it earlier.
I want to do it on record.
I had it earlier. Hold on.
Yeah,
Something is Italian and it's a ripasso. It's some Italian thing. I don't know how to pronounce it. Italian's a weird language.
you like it?
It's good. It's sweeter than I normally get. It said it was a drier wine on the app, but I don't think it is. I think it's definitely more sweet. It's good though. I mean, I like it. It's smooth.
So I have an import wine as well. I am drinking a French wine called Larocque. It's a Cabernet Franc, and I hate it. Also, it was $10.
That's
So,
yeah. You get what
yeah.
you pay for.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of makes my mouth feel dry, but like not in like a pleasant dry wine way, but it's kind
That's
of
kind
like a,
of funky. Like it's
yeah.
chalky almost.
Kind of. I don't know. It's weird,
Ugh,
dude.
that's gross.
Yeah,
People
I'm
having some
not.
like ashy feet or something stepping into those grapes.
Yeah, thanks for that. Well, I had to choose between, we just bought a bunch of wine. I had a lot of cool bottles to choose from. And I decided to roll the dice with the $10 import. And yeah, the app said I wouldn't like it. And I said, nah, dude, the app doesn't know what it's talking about. Fun fact, the app does know, and I don't like it.
Yeah. No, I will say though, this is a pretty bang for your buck deal right here. I mean, it's massive
Get the
for
two liter.
$20. It's pretty much, how much is it? Is it a 2 liter?
It's probably 1.75.
It's 750 milliliters.
Man, that's a normal bottle.
There's no way in hell. Look at this. There is no way.
I know. Yeah, man, this bottle is 750. Most wine bottles are 750.
Unless this is just a massive bottle that's just really massive, there's just no way. I can't
Yeah,
even see how much is in there.
it's probably thick. It's got a lot of girth to
I
it.
don't know. I had three glasses last night and it feels still half full.
Don't know.
Oh well. We'll
Maybe you
find
need to get
out.
bigger glasses. I don't
Well, I wasn't
know.
pouring much last night, though, I will
Yeah.
say.
So I want to start out with a one sentence elevator pitch
All right.
on this book series. It is a Japanese fantasy Peaky Blinders.
Is it really? So it's like a Cusa kind of deal?
Yeah.
But like, is it recent-ish or is it?
So that's the interesting part. That's all I'm gonna say for the elevator pitch. And if that gets you excited, like really excited,
It did.
yeah, it's because that's what it got me, is I watched a TikTok and the guy was like, if you like Peaky Blinders, read this book. Yeah, it's Yakuza Peaky Blinders with a little bit of magic.
See, that's not at all what I thought it was. I thought it was something completely different.
Yeah, it's really kind of sick. So I'm gonna dive right in to the world. So the entire world is a like fictionalized version of our world, where most of the story takes place in a country called Kikon. It's basically Japan. They're even kind of shaped similar on the map. And this story takes place basically kind of like post-World War II.
Oh, so
So
it's relatively recent then.
yeah, so in this world, there World War II happened, where a country called Yucatan, which was China, they swapped it to where China invaded Japan instead of the other way around. Yeah, it's a
That's a
little,
little that's that's
yeah,
a little
yeah, it's something.
Oh no.
So in this, Japan was an isolationist state that was all about like their spirituality, and they lived in clans, all the stuff. They didn't want anything to do with outsiders. China invaded them, and the clans fought back, but basically the United States of this world came in and put the hammer down and kicked all the Chinese out. So, a little bit of swap, but basically this story starts in like 1970, 1980 kind of time frame. So like there's phones, cars, airplanes, but there's also swords and magic. It's interesting.
That is interesting. That's not at all what I was expecting, like in the slightest.
Yeah, so the main kind of setup is during their World War II, when they got invaded, there was one giant clan that like defended their homeland, and it was called the One Mountain Clan. They fought back using basically guerrilla warfare. Like they're hiding in the jungle, jump down, chop a dude with a katana, and slink back into the jungle.
Heck.
Yeah. So, and it was these two dudes who were basically like brothers. And one was called the torch, the other one was called the spear. So one was like the face of the guerrilla movement. The other one was like the warlord, but they were best friends. After the war, shit went down between them. They stopped being friends. They made two separate clans. So they have the Mountain Clan, which was the warlord guy, and the No Peak Clan, which was the public speaker guy. So two clans, they split up. They don't like each other. Like they split up territory and they fight over territory, but they're not like in open war. This story starts when those two leaders are in their like 80s, 70s and 80s.
So these guys aren't the main characters.
No. Their
Okay.
grandkids are the main characters.
So is this like, is this a book that switches between,
Yeah, there's a couple POVs. It's not like I'm trying to give like a comparison. It's not like Game of Thrones where there's like 50 of them.
yeah. Well,
There's
that's good then. That's good at least.
I think there's only like three or four per book, POV wise.
Does it switch chapter to chapter?
Yeah. So this is where I think the Peaky Blinders like comparison is really cool. So it's very Peaky Blinders if you go into it thinking that, which I did. Like the characters even match up kind of. So of the main characters, which I'm talking about four of the main characters, you have Lan, who's the clan leader. He's basically Tommy. Like, he's a nice guy, like, underneath, but he's also like a strong leader. But like, he has some problems, but he does his best to not drag everyone else in, you know? But like, he's the brains of the operation. He's smart, but like, yeah, he's Tommy, basically. That's what it is. Hilo is his younger brother, who is like Arthur Shelby. So he's the enforcer, does a lot of drugs, has a lot of sex, kills a lot of people.
Sounds about right.
Shay is their little sister, who's basically like John from Peaky Blinders. I feel like they both kind of like, John, when he marries what's her name? Esmeralda.
Esmeralda,
Yeah, how he kind of
yeah.
like she kind of screws with his head.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
So I would say Shay is either John or Ada. She's one of the
A
two.
little bit
She's a
of
little bit of
both.
both. Yeah.
Okay.
Because like how Ada is like friends with the communists and it gets them
Yeah.
in a lot of trouble. Shay is basically Ada
In
and
that
John
sense.
combined. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'd say she's kind of hot-headed like John more than Ada.
That's what I was about to ask. That's what I was about to
Yeah.
ask.
Like she's a vindictive bitch. Like,
Nice.
yeah. And then they have a cousin named Anden, who's basically Finn,
Okay.
who like you see him from like a kid, because this whole like trilogy takes place over like 3 decades. Like there's a lot of time jumps.
Now,
So
let me ask you this. What family are they a part of? Or like what clan are these people a part of?
they're the No Peak clan.
They're a part of the No Peak? Okay. Okay.
But so yeah, all the characters match up. That's all I really want to say about the characters. I will say, like, since you get to see them over like 3 decades, this is one of the best like character study books. Kind of like how Peaky Blinders, how like you get to see the characters either grow or like shatter and then
Yeah.
have to rebuild themselves. This is very similar. Like, these are some of the best written characters that I've ever seen. Like,
No way.
legitimately. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's pretty intriguing then.
Yeah. And so I have this later down in my notes. I'm gonna go ahead and just throw out a warning. the there's a lot of exciting stuff about the action, the plot, all this. I have to temper your excitement with it's a very slow burn all around. I mean, it's kind of like in, like I said, Peaky Blinders, where there's not all that much actual like fighting in Peaky Blinders, you know?
Yeah.
But when it happens, it's like absurdly gruesome and brutal. This
I don't
is
mind that though. I kind of like that.
so yeah, this is a lot more of like a character study, and then every couple chapters, there's like a street fight and they're just gutting people on the street. I like it that when I rated it on Goodreads, I gave every one of them a 4-star.
Well, that's really good then. Yeah.
And I would have given it 5 if it, like, some parts feel slow.
Always kind of sucks with books like that because there's a lot of slow books that don't feel slow though.
Yeah, there's like a couple like sections of the book where I was like, of all three of the books, where I was like, dude,
You're
I
struggling
the
through it a
first
little
book
bit.
wasn't as bad. I'd say the first book like really got you in, got you flowing. The second book felt kind of slow, and then the third book is absurdly long. It's like 800 pages.
Ooh, that is a meaty one right there.
Yeah, but a lot of stuff happens in it. Like, that's the one where the time jump happens. So books 1 and 2 happen within like 5 years of each other or something like that. Book 3, it jumps like 15 years, and then it jumps another like 10 years.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So you see these characters, like the main three start out in their 20s, and then by the end, they're in their like 50s.
So the characters you're following are just from the No Peak. Are you not
Yes, for the
following? So really you're kind of for the No Peak, pretty much.
yes.
Okay.
You do get a couple POVs like sprinkled in. Like there's a couple like one-off POVs where like there'll be like one chapter and
About the other
it's
clan?
about the other clan or about someone random jumping into the story. Those are really good chapters. 'Cause usually when that happens, you know shit's about to go down. But yeah, I don't know, like I really enjoyed it. It is a slow burn, but like getting to see the characters grow throughout, like it was one of those where like at the end I was like, oh my God, that's a 5-star immediate. And I was like, wait a second, like 2 weeks ago I was like, God,
Struggling,
this
yeah.
shit's slow. But then by the end, I'm like, oh my gosh, this might be the greatest book ever.
Well, I mean, that's kind of
But
what I like about, I mean, I like slow burns like that for the most part. I mean,
yeah.
yes, they suck at times. I mean, they don't suck, but they can be grueling. But I do enjoy those kind of books. I mean, especially if it's a character, I mean, story like that where it's the characters are that well written, then I mean it's
But
definitely worth it just based off of that. If it's one of the if you're saying it's one of like the best, character books, then well, I'm gonna read them.
yeah, well, I would say like the characters feel like real people, and they're like, it's not a thing like, oh, they're making great decisions. It's that they're making decisions that would make sense for their personality.
Okay.
Because that's one thing, like when I say like a character feels real, might just be because they're making smart decisions and not doing dumb shit. But also, like, we do dumb shit all the time. Like we actively make decisions that are going to lead to like shit hitting the fan later on.
Oh yeah, bud.
And
Oh
it's
yeah,
like,
bud.
I was reading and I was like, dude, why are you doing this, you dumbass? And I was like, wait a second.
Probably do the
Yeah, I get it.
same thing. Yeah. That's awesome.
Like especially the character that's Hilo, the guy that's like Arthur.
Oh yeah, is he like real impulsive kind of character?
Oh, Dude, someone like says like a backhanded comment to him, he's like, all right, let's do a duel right here on the street. That's like right when the clan leader's like, no fighting, like absolutely no fighting. We're
Like
trying,
Thomas, like Tommy said.
yeah, no fucking fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. And then one chapter later, he's just like, let's have a duel.
I like him already. I like this guy.
Yeah, he's like, it's crazy.
That's why Arthur was one of my favorite characters in Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, I didn't like him in the first book. By like halfway through book two, I was all aboard. Yeah, I think he's the best character in the series by far. Like
Okay.
homeboy's legit. So one yeah that so I'm gonna kind of mosey the conversation onto the action, kind of like I was talking about the fighting. Very, very brutal.
What kind of book?
Like, so it's Yakuza thugs with like submachine guns, and then they also have like katanas and knives and shit. A lot of people get shot. A lot of people get IEDs blown up on them.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. But
Where's the
it's
magic coming to play?
so the magic is what I'm going to talk about next.
Okay.
The last thing on the action. So you know how in Peaky Blinders, how the beginning of the show, they're like Tommy and them are doing the street fights. Like they're pulling out their razors. They're the ones doing the killing.
Yes.
By the like season four, Tommy is in Parliament and like ordering people to do stuff. That's kind of how this goes. So even though there still is action in the later parts of the story, like at a certain point, the characters mature into, hey, I don't need to be the one that's stabbing a dude in the neck. But
Then I
like,
can definitely see where it's going to get slow
yeah, but it's they're
then.
like they're still there, and like you still get to see the action when it happens.
They're just not
It's
involved.
yeah, it's a
Okay.
lot of like, I'm gonna design this attack for y'all. But I'm not going to do it because I'm 40 years old, you know? I think I like it because you start out with the main characters like doing like such street fights, and you end with them doing like political maneuvering where they're getting into the politics, the business side of stuff, as they grow as characters. And as they mature as people. Because I mean, yeah, when you're in your 20s, you're not going to be trusted with setting the strategy of the gang. They'd be like, yeah, brother, here's a gun. Go. And that's kind of how this evolves. And it happens in a very like organic way. So like it's not like you're like, oh, like whatever. Like it makes sense and it gets you excited. Like some of the like political and business side scenes are just as engaging as the fight scenes
That's good.
because they're still using their magic in those scenes, which I shall now talk about. So the magic is. So, in this world, there's two groups of people. There's people from Keekon and there's outsiders. People from Keekon have a basically like a God-given power. It's like I said, this is takes place in basically the 80s or 90s. So they like the scientists in this world are like, oh, it's like in your, we can see it in your genetics why you're able to do this. But basically, people of that descent, like jade stone.
Yeah.
So if they come into contact with that, they gain powers. Basically, they become Jedi.
Whoa.
So
That would not was not expecting that.
So there's six powers. And if you have those genetic traits, you can use all six of them.
Oh, so you're not like Des, you're not like, oh, he has this one, this guy has this one, that kind of deal.
No, you like anyone that's was like of that descent has all six. Now, like they go to these like training academies to, learn how to use your powers, and people specialize. So like if you really like one of the powers, you can put all of your effort of training into that. So you still know how to do the other ones, but it's not like your main thing. So the six powers are super strength, obviously,
Of course.
making your skin impenetrable, perceiving, so perception, you can basically like sense life forms, kind of like the Jedi, where it's like you can kind of get a sense of what people are thinking. Like you can kind of sense their mood. You can sense whether like people are in the room, stuff like that. Lightness, which means you can basically like your body weighs less, so you can jump further, move quicker, stuff like that.
Oh.
Deflection, which is like if someone's shooting a gun at you, you can put up like a shield and like deflect the bullets. And then channeling, which is like mumbo jumbo, I'm putting my power into you. And it's either good or bad. So you're either healing someone or you're trying to like stop their heart.
Interesting.
So basically, it's a bunch of Yakuza thugs that have Jedi powers
Okay.
with guns.
All right.
The so and like that, like it's cool. I think the thing that makes it like better than like obviously like on the surface that's dope. Like it's just sick, but the amount of the stone that you have on your body determines how powerful you are.
Oh, so you actually have it on your body. Like it's like
Yes.
in you, kind of.
So some people do piercings. Some people have like jewelry. So like you'll have a watch that's like solid jade. So
Can you
the
steal it from people?
yeah, you can do, you can fight them for it.
Okay.
Or if you kill someone, like you earned that jade. Yeah, basically. And then like if you go into a duel and you say like this is not to the death, like this is to like first blood or submission, you can, you're only responsible for the jade that you bring. So if you're blinged out and you're like, dude, I might lose this fight, like I'm gonna leave a couple things at home so that if I lose, I'm not wiped out.
Okay.
And like it scales pretty hard. So like some of these guys, like the more powerful ones, like Hilo has body studs all along his like chest and like on his collarbones and shit. But
That's
then
kind of
like
sick.
some people have like one stud in their ear, and that's all that they really want. because jade is addictive. It's like a drug. So if you lose contact with it, you start to like have withdrawals, like you start getting like the shakes, like start freaking out. Also, you can OD.
How is Homeboy not ODing with it all over his body?
Because he's adding little bits at a time.
So his body's getting like used to it.
Yeah. But that also means that like he's getting closer to like the limit that the human body can just take. So it's like, even though you're like, dude, my tolerance is crazy, but it's like at a certain point, your liver just kills itself. So there's some people that go over that edge and they basically just like kill themselves because the OD is like, it's all like psychological, like, your brain just breaks.
Not fun.
No. But because they're in the modern world, someone made a drug that basically makes it to where you can artificially up your tolerance. So if
Kind
you,
of like cyberpunk.
yeah, pretty much. So like if you start getting like the OD feels, like start like, well, itchy, you know, you start to see things. You can take this drug and it temporarily like takes you down.
That's exactly like Cyberpunk.
Yeah. The other cool thing about that drug is if you're someone who's has no powers and you take it, you can start using the powers for a short time.
What?
So that's one of the major things in the plot is these other countries that have been basically scared of Kikon and their ninja Jedi guys. They start making these drugs so that they can give their soldiers these powers, and basically like they don't have to be scared of anybody. And obviously, the people in Kikon do not like that
Right.
because they see part of it is that they see the jade as like a divine gift. Yeah,
These people are
it's.
kind of just getting it for.
Yeah, like they're like, we're the God's chosen people, and you had to make a drug to get even a sliver of our power.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what do you think about the Magic Land?
That's pretty sick. I like that. That's cool. I would never would have thought it would have been like that. I always could think of something completely different.
What were you thinking it was?
Almost like Harry Potter-esque kind of magic. Or like powers as in like not like everyone can do everything. It was more of like you had designated powers you could do, but everyone's kind of. Because that's usually the story, right? Like when those kind of things, like everyone always has a certain power. Even if there is just a couple of them, people have certain powers. Not everyone has the same thing.
Well, I mean, that's like
So.
Mistborn, which you still haven't read, have you? Mistborn's really good.
I'm still on Red Rising right now. Banger. Very good. Just don't have time to read right now.
Yeah.
As much as I want to, at least.
I'm still reading Empire of the Damned. I was actually really considering doing that as an episode today, even though I'm
Which one
not
is
finished with
that?
the book.
The vampire book?
Yeah.
I got a big spill of it when we lived together, the first one, and it really made me want to read it. Like, I was really intrigued.
I really considered doing that today, even though I haven't finished the second book. I was about to say screw it, but I thought about it. I was like, I really want to get to the end before I recommend someone reading it.
Mean, at
So,
the same time, though, you loved the first one so much.
oh yeah, the first one's like an all-time book for me.
Yeah.
It's really good, but we're talking about the Greenwood Saga
Yeah,
land.
sorry.
So I already talked about all the themes and vibes. It's like if you like Peaky Blinders or like mob kind of stories, you're gonna like this. It's all the same themes of like Godfather, Goodfellas, Peaky Blinders, any of those. It's the thing, like, like power dynamics in a gang. It's all that kind of stuff. But it's a very good version of it. I will say that. I would give all these books somewhere in between two thumbs up and one and a half thumbs up. I think the only thing that would make me not want to put this as a two thumbs up is since it is so slow at times. A lot of people can get turned off by that because they go into it thinking, oh, they have all these cool powers, all this action, all this great stuff. But it's really more of a character book than anything else. Like that's what Fonda Lee wrote this book for, was for characters. And she happened to make a really cool world. And like sys like magic system and everything else. This is about the characters.
I like that though.
Yeah, it, I mean, it's really good. I think so. I read a couple reviews to prepare because I have not read this in like a year. And one of the reviews was talking about how it's like it's an amazing book, and it's the Godfather in like a pondering way where like it takes a while to get there, but that slow burn helps it. To me, my comparison is it's like the extended cut of Lord of the Rings, where like the extended cut of Lord of the Rings is 14 hours long. Like, it's kind of excessive, but like I love Lord of the Rings. I'll watch the extended cut every time. I kind of feel the same way about this, where it's kind of excessive in its length, but I kind of appreciate it for it.
Yeah.
Like, if it wasn't as long as it was, I don't think it would be as good. Sometimes I didn't like it because I was like, oh, it's slow. By the end, it paid off. So, I mean, I think it's like in total, it's probably close to like 2,000 pages
Not too bad though.
for all three books.
It's really not that bad.
But I mean, you're getting like 30 years of story.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's not bad at all.
And also, it's very like open close. It's just I really enjoyed it.
I mean, I'm into it.
Yeah. It's a very TikTok book.
I was about to say, because I've seen it over a lot of, like, a lot of people have read it from what I've seen.
Yeah, I was worried because like I'm not like a spicy book person. And
Me neither.
I always get worried when I see a book blow up on TikTok because all books on TikTok are spicy books.
Yeah.
And so when this, like, I think there's one spicy scene like 100 pages into the first book. And I was like, oh no.
We're starting early. It's going in.
Oh no.
That's
I think there's maybe one scene per book.
not bad. That's
And
not
it's
bad.
like maybe like a page and a half or 2 pages
Okay.
out of 2,000 pages.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad.
No.
That's not
Well,
bad.
I mean, because you can't really have like a mob story without some sex.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
But I don't know. I'm not a spicy book person at all. So I'm gonna go and cut ahead to like 2 weeks from now. That Landon, I think that's the only thing that you may not like about Empire of the Vampire.
Is Israel? I remember you telling me about it.
It's like weirdly, like everything's kind of like weirdly sexual.
You used to read sections out of that book to me when we would sit down in the living room and read. You would start read. You have to listen to this, and you'd read it out loud.
But back on topic,
Don't mind it if it's not like just over the top.
yeah, and this is not bad at all. Honestly, if anything else, now that I'm thinking back, out of the three or four scenes that I can remember, most of them were like more sweet than like they were more like wholesome and like touching than like,
Bondage and
yeah.
okay, all right.
Like it was like a loving embrace rather than like, let's get this on.
Yeah.
No,
It's crazy. You can just open those books at a fucking bookstore, and you just any page you open to, you're just like, oh my God.
we saw one today. It was the Barbarian's Touch.
Oh Jesus, what the fuck?
And we opened up to a random page. The first thing I saw was, I want to possess her.
It's like that book me and you opened at Books a Million that one time. We opened two completely different pages, and both of us were like, oh God.
Was what, because it was the one
That
that
was that.
Liv
Yeah,
told us to.
it was one that Liv had read, and she was like, don't open it. And we both opened to random pages, different pages, and we're like, oh God.
I'm trying to think, like there was another book I read where, oh, it was the Dresden Files. There was nothing like that for the first three books. And then all of a sudden in book four, there's a bondage scene. And I was like,
Whoa.
what? I was like 13 when I read that series the first time.
Yo, what is this? What is this?
What is going on? Oh God.
That's great.
Well, I don't know. I kind of want to cut this off while we're on topic. I highly suggest to read this book or all these books. I do not recommend just reading the first one.
I would never would if it's a series. People do that.
I mean, I feel like I've done that to a couple
I feel like I
series.
can't. I feel like I can't do that. I can't just read one then not read the other ones.
I've even like gotten a couple chapters into a book and just been like, nah, it's not for me. Just put it back on the shelf, never to read again.
I did that with the Blade itself, but I mean, I'm gonna go back to it.
You've got to go back to it.
I'm gonna go back to it, and I also got to finish Hunger of the Gods series. I still haven't finished that one yet because the new book's coming out. I saw that you sent me that.
Yeah, that's. I don't think I'm gonna reread those books for that.
I'm not gonna reread them. I mean, I'm legitimately gonna pick up where I left off in the second book, which is like 150 pages in. Like, I still have a pretty good idea of what's going on, even though I haven't read it in 8 months.
So the other book that's about to come out, they're not about to come out, it's coming out next year. Which I want to do an episode on that series, but I know I'm gonna reread it probably next January, so I might hold off. I might just do it. I don't know. I want to reread those books. The Rage of Dragons book by Evan
Two,
Winter.
is there two books?
Yeah, there's two books.
That's the books Grace just read.
Oh, really? Oh, those are hard.
Like
Oh
they're pretty big books.
my God.
They're
Yeah, they're
pretty big
pretty
books. Is it like a girl's kind of the main character?
big. No.
Or is the main character's mom something?
No.
Hold on, let me look this up because I think that what's the books? What are the books called?
Rage of Dragons. Let me make sure I'm saying the right name. Because those books I think are in my top five all time. Actually, no, I know that they're definitely my top five all time.
What's the second book called?
Let me see. Rage of Dragons. Where's book two? Ooh, that was bright. That's like a flashbang to my eyes. Fires of Vengeance is book two. Those books.
Maybe she didn't. Maybe it's a different book.
Yeah, I really want to do an episode on that, but I need to reread it because, like, that's one where I could do an episode right now on it, but I need to be fresh on it. Yeah, I know I just said that I love this series that we just talked about. It's not in my top five. It probably not in my top 10 either. I've read a lot of books. I would put this in my top 15. Rage of Dragons by Evan Winter is in top five, fighting for top three.
No way.
Yeah. It is the probably like you know how like we go in loops of saying, "Oh, dude, that's hard." Just record yourself saying, "Oh, dude, that's hard," and
See how
then
many
put it on
times you
a
say it?
put it on a loop.
Oh God, that's I added him. I want to read less now. I don't even know really what it's about, but.
Every single chapter, I was like, "Oh my God." Oh, land. It is absurdly cool to read.
I'll have to look. I mean, I'm gonna read it at some point whenever I
I
get to it.
would move that up your list. I'm
Dude,
considering.
I have so many right now on my wanna read list.
Oh, I know. I do too. Land, I have a stack of 15 books on my bookshelf right now.
I'm about to just start buying them all just so I have them.
I have four Brandon Sanderson books.
Oh, that's what I need to read. It's just a book that I got. It's a terrible copy, and I don't like the, so I can't read the small little books like that.
I can't do it.
The words are too small. I can't.
I like the sequel to Empire of the Vampire book. I'm just struggling to get through it. Like,
Really? I mean, you were like really into the first one.
see, no, I'm really into it. That's the thing. Like, it's nothing bad about the book. I just think I'm not in that headspace right now. 'Cause like every time I force myself to sit down and read, I'm like, oh, dude, this is really good. Like, I'm into this.
It's just getting yourself to do it.
Yeah.
That's
Like,
not good, though.
I've been reading that book for 2 weeks now. And usually I read about a book every week and a half. But now, like, when I do read it, I'll sit there for 4 hours and read because it's so good.
It's just getting yourself to sit down and read it.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks, though.
Yeah, I think I'm about to have to do like a refresh. I'm probably going to read a Discworld book if I
A
had to
what?
guess. Discworld.
Oh, I think I remember you telling me about these.
Discworld is my like I so Discworld is another one I almost did an episode on today. So Discworld is by Sir Terry Pratchett. It is there's 40 books in the series.
Holy shit.
I think there's like five or six like mini series within it. So like you don't have to read all the way through. And then there's a bunch of standalones, but all 40 books take place in the same universe. And each one is like a different genre, if that makes sense.
It does.
So like I'm reading The Watch right now. And it's about cops in a fantasy city. So like in Skyrim, like the guards,
Yeah.
it's a book about them. And like they're seeing all like the funky fantasy shit go on. It's really good. It's like it's one of those where it's like legitimately funny. And so like you
That's
actually
refreshing.
like laugh.
Okay.
Dude, I love Discworld. That's my like my brain needs a break. I'm gonna read that.
Okay. Wait, when's the, I've been thinking about it. When's the, did you ever figure out when the Black Tongue series, the second book comes out for that? Because you read that, right?
Black Tongue Thief. It's the Daughter's War.
Oh yeah, I forgot they were backtracking on the next one.
Yeah.
Which I'm honestly kind of fine with.
I'm fine with it, but also like
But you also gotta think that's a big gap in
yeah.
time that you're having to wait between books.
Oh geez.
That is
So
bright. Holy crap, dude.
yeah, apparently it is coming out. There's no way that's right. They're saying it comes out in June.
That'd be awesome.
Dude, if that's legit, that's huge.
Yeah, but like, I mean, at the same time, though, I like that, but at the same time, I don't, because I mean, that is a long time in between books. Because that book came out, what, 3 years ago now?
Yeah, I
And
think
you're going to
so.
wait probably another 3 years to put a second book. You're going to have to reread it.
Yeah. Well, I'm fine with rereading it,
I mean, it was
honestly.
good. It really was good. I might be giving that one to Grace for her to read because she's already finished her two books in the past week and she has nothing to read. So
I
I'm gonna
think
I've been trying to get her to read Red Rising because I know she would like that too.
Red
Dude,
Rising
oh,
is so
did I tell you that
good.
she said that Between Two Fires is one of her favorite books she's ever read?
You did. I think if this show lasts until Halloween, I want to do a Halloween special with Between Two Fires.
Please. God, I would reread it for that.
Yeah, I wanted to reread it this past Halloween, and I was just in like I was in the middle of I think I was in the middle of a big Brandon Sanderson book, and I was like, I'm not gonna stop
You
reading Brandon
were. You
Sanderson.
were. Because, I mean, I remember you talking to me about it. I still remember the time you told me about that book. I can still, like, I can picture where I was and what I was doing at work when you told me about that book.
It's like 9/11.
Dude, I mean, like, yeah. And every time I drive through that neighborhood, immediate Between Two Fires pops in my head. It's weird, dude.
Well, what's crazy is I found it on a YouTube channel that had like 1,000 followers.
And it was a hell of a find, let me tell you.
Yeah. He actually was also the one that pointed me to
City and Path books.
yes, and the Joe Abercrombie of like Blade itself.
Oh.
He pointed me to like three or four out of my top 10.
Yeah, Obsidian Path is definitely in my top five.
Dude, Obsidian Path is gas. I want to reread that too. Honestly.
I just finished it not that long ago, so I feel like it's a little too soon, but I still think about it.
Well, I was think like I would almost include that in the Halloween
Oh,
special.
yeah.
Because
Yeah.
that's some freaky stuff going on.
There's some fucked up shit that happens there.
Yeah. I might read like Between Two Fires and Obsidian Path
Just
in
do that. Do that
October.
for the month of October. Yeah.
That'll be my October like thing.
I'm like,
That's
I mean, you think I feel like this is still even, I feel like I need to let it go for a little bit before I read it again, but
I don't know because,
now Between Two Fires, I feel like I can pick up and read again right now.
yeah, I want to reread it knowing everything that I
It's
know.
because the Obsidian Path was so, like, I didn't know what was gonna happen so many times, and I was just like, I don't know how many times I called you with theories about that book. Like every book, like all out of all three books, I probably called you, maybe 4 or 5 times per book to give you theories of what I thought was going to happen. And I'm pretty sure I was wrong in all of them.
Yeah, but like that's why I want to reread it, is because there's so many things. Like, if you know the end, the first 50 pages are completely different now.
Yeah. Dude, I would love a second series of that.
Yeah, I
Because
would
you
too.
could easily make a second series of that. Like the way it ends, it just leaves an open door for you just to go make. I think he might. I think he could. I think he kind of did that on purpose, where he was like, "I might be able to do like a whole other series off of this."
So
I
that
mean, I remember
author,
you messaging him and stuff, and he said he wasn't going to, but.
yeah, he said, oh, he didn't say no, but it was kind of like a
Back
probably,
burner.
yeah, it's on the back burner because he has his other series. He has two other trilogies, I think.
I heard they weren't that good.
So one of them, which is the City of Sacrifice, I've read book one. I gave it 4 stars. I'm thinking 3.5, but I gave it 4 stars. It was interesting. I would like to read book two, but I just haven't. His other one is Manifest Delusions, which is Beyond Redemption. It has a 4.1 in
That's
Goodreads.
good.
So.
I mean, if it's over a 4 on Goodreads, I consider it to be a book it'd probably be pretty good. It's gotta be pretty good,
Yeah, I mean, well, the Obsidian Path all have a 4.1. Do you know
That's
what's crazy?
bullshit.
Like, do you know what's crazy?
What?
Book one has the most ratings of all of them. It only has 2,000 ratings.
That's crazy.
So, like,
That's such an underrated book, man.
yeah, like these, no one knows about these books.
Glad you
Nobody
put
knows
me
about.
on. I'm glad you put me on, because dude, I'm telling you, I'm sucked in. I was sucked in for like a month reading these three books. Like I did at work every day, all I could think about was getting home to read. I don't think I worked out that month because I knew if I went to work out, I wasn't going to read.
Did
I might
I?
work out like 2 times. I did where I'd work out on the weekends. I wouldn't work out during the week
Oh.
because I knew that if I went to work out after work, I wasn't going to read that night.
See, I think that's when I was reading those.
We were living together. No. Yeah, we were. No, we weren't. It was
No, we
right before
weren't.
we lived together, I think, because
No,
we would
because,
talk about it at B-dubs.
yeah, that's when I was living by myself.
You read Between Two Fires then too.
Yeah, I read Between Two Fires in like 3 days
Yeah.
because I could
Right. Oh, and
not.
Grace did the same thing. My sister did the same thing. I think she read it in 2 days, dude.
The thing with crazy is, so Liv didn't want to read it. But she got so like into the story that we would FaceTime while I was reading it, and I would tell her what was happening.
Did she read it or no?
No,
Oh, she needs to read it.
she does need to read it. We might do the, actually, that's an idea, is the Halloween episode, calling it now, 6 months ahead of time.
God.
Halloween episode is going to be you and me talking. Or convincing Liv to read Obsidian Path and Between Two
Oh,
Fires.
I also don't know if she'd like Obsidian Pass. She might, but I don't feel like that's her speed. Hold on, what do you think about this? Because I've told you about what Grace is like and what she's been like. At first, she was reading the kind of girlier books at first. And since I put her on Between Two Fires, every book that I've seen her with is something we would read. So I'm like, maybe, just maybe, I can maybe slide the Obsidian Path in there and she might be all for it.
Dude, I think you could because like it's just so good. Like, and I love the author, Michael Fletcher.
Great author. I mean, his storytelling. I mean, the way he wrote it, I loved it. I
But
loved it.
see, I kind of feel like he kind of caught like lightning in a bottle
Oh yeah.
and had no idea what to do with it. Because it's like, if you read his other stuff, like, it's still good. It's nowhere near as good.
And I will say this though too, on that last book, I remember calling you when I had 50 pages left, and I was like, there is no way there's only 50 pages left. Like, there's no
Yeah.
way. There's no way. And
I would have read another three or four books about this.
without a doubt, without a
Yeah.
doubt. Because I mean, it kind of was like at 50 pages, I was like, there's so much more that has to be written. Like, I just was really kind of upset that it was like, where you're at 50 pages left, it's at a point where you're like, either shit's about to really just, like, it's about to be just ridiculous, which it kind of was.
Yeah,
It was crazy. It did kind of throw me for a loop. It did throw me for a loop. I was shocked at the end of that book. And you were asleep, so I couldn't even call you because, like, I stayed up that night to finish it. And I tried calling you that night because I was just like, I couldn't even go to sleep for like 2 hours afterwards. I was like, you know, like when you like watch something or like, and you're just like, what the fuck? What the
Well,
fuck?
then that's why I told you, it's like, after I read it, I thought about it at least twice a week for the next year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, easy. Like, sometimes I don't think about it as often. I'd say like about once a month now. I just sit there and I'm like, huh, that's crazy.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna give it to Grace and see if she wants to read it.
Dude,
Because I remember one night she called me at 12 o'clock and being like, what is going on? Like, she's like excited reading it. Like, she's like over halfway through it. And she's like, and she
talking
goes,
about Between Two Fires.
yeah. And then she was like, this isn't based on a true story, is it? I went, no. I went, yes, the time period is pretty accurate to an extent. There was the Black Plague, but it wasn't this bad. Like, it was bad, yes, but it wasn't.
Wasn't biblically accurate angels like fighting in
Yeah,
the
no, it
sky.
wasn't like that. I was like, yes, I had like, it was like a 30-minute conversation, me explaining like the Black Plague was there, yes, but it wasn't like the book depicts it.
No.
And
Oh, dude, I want to reread it now, but no, I'm gonna hold off
she
until
still has it.
October.
I need to get it from her because that's like one of my favorite book covers too.
Oh, it's such a good book cover. Oh my God.
It's just clean. It's just really clean.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. I mean, like, I will say, like, I love the Hunger of the Gods series, but their covers is a little much, you know?
Yeah, and his other series is like that too. But Lynn, I still think that his other series is way better than Hunger of the Gods.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Which one? The Malice? Is that Malice?
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that. I need to look into those.
I think it is basically Hunger of the Gods, except every complaint I had about Hunger of the Gods was fixed. Like, it's just a better version.
Was the Hunger of the Gods before or after?
After.
Really?
Yeah, they're very similar books.
I mean, I don't know. You can't beat old Orca now. I still laugh about that because I had a whole fucking conversation with that person that one time, and I was just like, it was so weird. And I was like, don't ask me about it. You're gonna think I'm a fucking weirdo.
See,
But
that's
then,
why
of course, it kept prying, and guess what? I went all in, baby.
I'm glad I went ahead and locked down Liv, you know?
Oh
So
yeah, no. She was like, "What the fuck?"
was like, as you
Dude,
can see, there's a lot of Legos around in
I
books.
remember the next morning she gave me shit. She was like, "What's Orca and Thorkell doing?" I'm like, "Shut the fuck up! God damn it! Don't you dare talk shit about Orca and Thorkell. Thorkell is still a tender subject."
God.
That threw me for a loop. Oracle, I was distraught, dude. I was hurt.
When you it's even crazy, like in I don't want to spoil anything for Malice, but
There's more of
you
that kind of shit.
like the plot is still kind of similar.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, but like I honestly think it's better.
Okay. I mean, I do like the plot of it, but at the same time, though, I don't like how like they just like a character. I don't want to spoil that book either. I'm not gonna say it, but
You've made it this far. Also,
yeah.
I didn't spoil anything in Jade City, so that's a
Oh, I'm bad about spoiling books.
duh.
I am bad about spoiling books.
Yeah, I try not to.
And now I'm good about movies. Movies, I can keep it. Like, there's like things like I'll catch myself saying sometimes. I'm like, that might have just spoiled it.
Well, because like in books, it's hard because I feel like I get so much more immersed in books.
Oh, then movies? Yeah.
Yeah. And so
Yeah.
it's like, I just kind of like, I get more excited to talk about it because it's like I've been living in this world for like a
Yeah.
couple of weeks and it's like, oh, dude, that happened so early. And it's like, wait a second, that happened like 150 pages in.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you can't say
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Linda, I think I actually spoiled Jade City for you back when I was reading it when we lived together.
Don't remember. You did? Don't
I
remember.
definitely did because I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, is that when you came like running down the stairs one time to like tell me about it?
Yes.
Yeah. I think I said I was not going to read it at the time or something.
Yeah, you did. I can tell you again what it was.
Yeah, you can. After the
I'll throw it out. Yeah, we'll cut off here.
yeah, we've kind of rambled for 20
We have
minutes or more.
rambled.
We have a problem with that.
Yeah. This me and Liv stay on topic. Like once we hit the final like rating, we're like, okay.
Well, Liv is good about like, okay, that's it. Because when we do
Yeah.
podcasts with Liv, Liv's like, all right, that's it. I'm not doing that. I'll sit here and talk.
Like me and Liv, whenever we do a podcast, it is an hour or an hour 15 at the most, and then
Yeah.
it's done.
I mean, and then once the podcast is over, me and you will sit here and talk for 2 hours after
Oh,
it.
so yeah, if I left the recording on, we could have months of content at an hour a
Oh
week.
God, bonus episodes. Oh God, those would be some rough episodes.
Oh no. I don't think I could get a job after those.
Some of them we yeah, no, some of them
No,
are no, we couldn't be posting those.
I
I
appreciate my
know I say some
career.
outlandish shit too. Like I will throw some things off a wall and see if it sticks, but
Yeah. And there's some books that I feel like I get out of pocket, or there's some topics I get way out of pocket really quick.
I mean, that's everybody there.
But like, Between Two Fires, we might get crazy.
Oh yeah. Got
Of
to.
dude,
Got to.
Obsidian Path, we might get crazy.
Oh dude. Oh, loved it.
Like, I'm kind of
I'm all
scared.
for a I mean, in that book, you're rooting for it, baby. Which
Yeah,
is
and
horrible.
God, dude, I felt so dirty.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah. I'm reading that book rooting for him. And you're just like, he's committing genocide.
Yeah, but like,
But you're rooting for him. You're like, do your thing, son.
yeah, like you deserve this.
Yeah. And you're just like, when you think, if you actually think about it, you're like, that is beyond, he's a horrible person.
Like someone should have put him down in the first 50 pages.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're gonna cut this off here.
Because we're gonna start another, we're gonna end up like making a podcast about it.
Yeah, thank you everybody for listening.
Hopefully you
Join us
made it this
in
far.
yeah. Join us next week for hopefully the vampire book. I think it's going to be you and Liv both because I think you'd both enjoy it for different reasons.
Right.
Kind of like Red Rising.
Yeah. No, I was
So,
definitely intrigued with it when you were reading it. Like I was wanting to read it when you were reading it.
yeah.
Oh, Red Rising, I'm about to be in the Hunger Games scenes. I'm like next chapter.
Hard.
Yeah.
It's unbelievably hard.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank y'all for listening, and we'll see you next time.